Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Nun, and we're looking at Siman Tes. So Siman Tes is not such a common scenario. We discussed before what is appropriate nusach for the bracha achrona of when a person drinks wine. But the standard nusach that we say nowadays is al gefen val priya gefen, and we end off al oritz val priya gofen. We did mention that there was an opinion which says that the chasim is al oritz val aperos, the same chasima that you use when you are making a bracha achrona on fruits. But that's not our nusach. So the chayodim deals with the case of a person ate fruits and he ended off and he drank, ate fruit not from the shivas aminim. He ate an apple. Now he's saying a bracha achrona for drinking wine. But he said, al oritz al aperos. So arguably, he already included this fruit in that bracha. On the other hand, he didn't start it off with al gefen val priya gefen, because even according to that opinion that you end off al oritz al aperos, you start out with al gefen val priya gefen. So what's the luck in that case? Okay, shosa yain v'ochel peros mishar minim. So he drank wine, so he's going to be saying a bracha achas mein sholosh. He ate peros from the non-shibas aminim. Yimsayim al oritz al priya gefen, tzorchel barach brehen nefoshes rabos tuchul yam. If he ended off the way we do, al oritz al priya gofen, so the bracha of priya gofen is specifically about wine. See, he's not said any mention at all about his fruits that he ate. So, of course, you have to say brei nefoshos. That's simple. It's not a question. But, yimsim al oritz al aperos, if the person ended off his bracha on the wine, al oritz al aperos. So now, arguably, he already said a bracha on the fruits. So maybe he doesn't need to say brei nefoshos anymore. Magen Avraham mevor de lo yotza b'tzarech lebarach gam kein brei nefoshos rabos. Magen Avraham says, no, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Kivin shvas cholos bracha hizker priya gofen. So it starts out, al gefen va priya gefen, val tinu vasa sodeh. That's true according to all opinions, even the opinion that you end off al oritz al aperos, that's the grow. Ends up al oritz al aperos agrees that you started out at the beginning of the bracha, bracha Hashem al gedim al chalom, al gevim al priya gevim al tenu basa soda, etc. So you didn't say al eitz al priya eitz. You said al gevim al priya gevim. So what I'm eating was not from gevim. The fact they end up al aperos al oritz al aperos doesn't change anything. But the chayyim says v'li nira the habi savik brachas. Since you ended off al oritz al aperos, you did thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for peros. And therefore, this apple that you ate is also included. So how can you say brei nefoshos afterwards? Maybe you were yotze. So the Mishabura points out over there, and it's brought down the Pesach Mishabura, so therefore, even though normally when we make a bracha achrona, we give the order of precedence, we say the bracha achas mein sholosh first, and the brei nefoshos second. In the case where a person drank wine, and he's saying a bracha achrona on the wine, and he's also saying a bracha achrona, he has to say a bracha achrona on his apple. Mishabur suggests saying the brei nefoshos first, and this way, he won't get involved in any shiloh, or to make sure that he ends off al oritz val priya gofen, and then again, he has no shiloh. But he should avoid the suffix of the chayadim. The chayadim says he's masupik. The Magen Avraham says nothing to worry about. Chayadim says it's a suffix. The Mishabur is koshish for the opinion of the chayadim. That's a suffix. Now, nowadays, this is almost irrelevant because the vast majority of people end off al oritz val priya gofen regularly, and therefore, there won't be any such concern. Person follows the minhag of the gra that you say al oritz al aperos would have to be careful on this issue. A person eats strawberries. Birch al eitz or al gefen. So he said al eitz. This is not eitz. So no problem. But he ended up al oritz al aperos. So according to what I'm saying, even though at the beginning, the bracha does not include it. So according to the Magen Avraham, for the beginning of the bracha, it's not included. The fact that you said al oritz al aperos at the end is irrelevant. But the Chayyim is saying, in a case where you spoke about beginning about the vines for grapes, and now you end off with peros, and maybe the apple's included. Well, you're talking about vines for grapes, not apples. Well, but you ended off al aperos. So similarly, Pri Adoma, you have the same thing, even though we set it up Alo Eitz, or Alo Geffen, but you ended off Alo Eitz on the Peiros, maybe your strawberries are included, maybe your bananas included. So it would have a Sefek Bracha, and you would not be able to say Bran Fushas afterwards. Okay. So, now, Shasa Yain, Bashar Mashkim, he's brought the Kaman Beklal Nun Hei, Simon Dal Behe. Now, not, this is not a case of eating a fruit and drinking wine. What about drinking other liquids and drinking wine? So that, we know that the Yayin can include the other mashkin with it. So that we will discuss later on the rules about how that works of the Yayin, including other liquids with it. Now, just one point, Mishra points out, if a person is saying Allah Talapeiris and he drank, let's say, apple juice, he doesn't have to worry about that maybe the apple juice that's included in Allah Talapeiris or Allah Talapeiris or Piyavetz, because this is not considered the Pri anymore. The only exception to this would be in the case of olive oil, which is a very rare case. The person would be drinking olive oil and making a bracha of Al-Ho-Eitz or Pri-Eitz at the end. Okay? But if he would, that's the appropriate bracha, so there would not be a shayla what to do. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will go weiter tomorrow. Meanwhile, have a good day.